Well, the circle issued with the Department of Agriculture Forestry last night has confirmed existing in-date clearfell licences, including tin and clearfell licences, may be used to clear and root trees where the forest plots covered by those licences have windblown damage caused by storms Dara and Owen. And look, forest owners are advised to review the circular number 5 that was issued today, which also outlines the notification forms required. Look, I want to welcome this announcement to cut through some of the red tape involved, and there's a huge amount of timber down across the northwest and it needs to be cleared without delay, and hopefully this clarification, it'll allow owners with tin and share for licences to act without delay. And I want to thank the Minister, Martin Hayden, and also Minister of State, Minister Healy Ray, who was on your radio station a few weeks ago to involve in this very important decision. There are a lot more aspects to this where government needs to get right. We need to look at generators. We need to look at mobilising all the arms of the state in the event of such a crisis should happen again. But again, I just welcome this action, first action, and I hope there'll be many more to come.
Well, Minister Healy Ray may have been on our radio station in recent days, but he didn't attend a public meeting last night in Carrig-on-Shannon where hundreds of people attended. They're very concerned over many aspects that has emerged due to the aftermath of Storm Éowyn. This licence clarification, you'd have to concede, is just a drop in the ocean of what has been the catastrophe for many landowners here in the northwest, not least of all that they've, some of them have realised that they're not even insured now.
Yeah, look, I don't want to speak on behalf of the Minister, but there are numerous meetings across the west and northwest, and indeed I have, I think, 6 in the coming weeks that I'm able to attend. But again, this is a clear demonstration of, I suppose, the nervousness, but also the anger of people on the ground who are out of electricity, out of water for weeks. And again, our role is to attend those meetings, but also is our role is to listen. But there are so many meetings happening, and I very much welcome them, but you simply can't be at every meeting, because last night we had votes yesterday, we had votes in the Dáil, we had meetings here in the Dáil, and votes all day today. That's the Minister's role, and that's my role. But again, I very much welcome these meetings. I'm only too happy to meet with representatives when we can find a time or when there's a